This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Nobody's going to tell you this, but the NFL is scared to death of the new season. That's right. They know the numbers are going to be off. I'm talking way off. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, if you want to reach us by email or what have you. And 844-551-8255 if you want to call the show. Kevin Jackson's show has warned you to look for the signs. And the signs are very simple. The NFL is in triage. The media is in triage. The DNC is in triage. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is in big trouble, folks, with this Awan stuff. Hillary Clinton's in trouble, whether you believe it or not. The FBI is in shambles. The IG, he watered down his report to make things look a little, you know, more palatable for the FBI. But there's no way for them to wriggle out of this. James Comey is going down. The entire Democratic apparatus is going down. The economy, in contrast, conservatism, in contrast, is all going up. Methodically, just systematically rising. Little by little. And by the time that little by little gets to election time on November the 2nd of 2018, it is going to mean Donald Trump has vindicated himself, vindicated your selection in him, and you're watching Republicans come over in droves, I'm talking about the rhinos, and say, you know what, we can't fight this guy anymore. They were going to try to pull some fancy little amnesty thing, and Paul Ryan finally, somehow they decided to kill it. You want to know what made him kill it? The success of Donald Trump. If Trump had been a failure in any aspect of what he's done, if he couldn't get something accomplished, these guys would be ready to run from him in an instant. I'm talking quicker than you can imagine. They just want any loss, any chink in the armor or kink in the armor, whatever you want to call it. Used to say chink in the armor and people get mad at you now. You're a racist. Any kink in the armor, chink in the armor, anything that shows weakness. Show me where Donald Trump has shown any bit of weakness, please. I'm listening. People are, Kevin Jackson, shut up. Yeah, I shut up because I want to hear you. I want you to tell me, has he been weak? Has he faltered in going after the media? Has he faltered in going after Obama? Has he faltered in calling Hillary Clinton crooked? Has he faltered in any way in his policy positions? Oh, you know, Ann Coulter's out there going, he didn't build the wall. Construction of the wall is underway, and the wall will be built. Has he faltered in any way on what he promised with respect to immigration? He told you what he was going to do with DACA. He says, I'm sympathetic to that. I'll address that. But we're going to do comprehensive immigration reform. Does anybody out there really and truly believe he doesn't mean it or that it won't happen? When Trump promised you he was going to go after taxes, did he do it? Yes, he's done it. When he told you he was going to go after trade, did he do it? Yes, he's done it. Did he tell you he was going to go after the Chinese for intellectual property theft and trying to devalue the dollar and so on and so forth? Has he lived up to it? Has he told you that he would go after North Korea using the Chinese? And eventually, if you leave him alone, he'll be able to broker something you haven't seen before. Has he done it? The Republicans are watching this guy going, wow. Because let me tell you, these little hapless rubes are waiting. These little pansies, they're just as pansy as the leftists. They are waiting for anything to show. Should we not back down on Donald Trump? Oh my gosh. If he lets us down, what will happen to us? Because they're just as scared. They are hanging on to their little precious, you know, powerful positions. And they will go with whatever direction the wind is blowing. But let me tell you, folks, you got a one-way directional crosswind blowing at 100 miles an hour, and it is toppling every flimsily rooted leftist tree, and it's knocking them down. And you know what's standing? You know what's left standing with its roots firmly planted in the earth and saying, I got another 100 years to live? It is you, the pragmatists, the conservatives, if they want to put you in a bucket, You stand firm against those winds and say, bring it, Donald Trump. You may blow all the leaves off my tree, but I'll put those back on. Don't worry. Blow as hard as you want. Topple every one of those suckers, those little flimsy progressive trees. And that's what he's done. And the Republicans have looked back at the landscape and went, the only thing left standing are conservative values, principles of conservatism, pragmatism, things that make sense. That's what's going on. And that's why Donald Trump is winning. And that's why you're going to watch people like Heidi Heitkamp or whatever her name is, who said, I vote a lot of times with the president. How many Democrats do you know say in their campaign ads, listen, I may be in more agreement with you than you think, and Manchin and many others, and you're watching Republicans do the same thing, and those who don't are getting destroyed like Mark Sanford and others. You don't want to follow Trump. You're not following good, conservative, small business, teapartycommunity.org minded thinking. Yeah, notice how I worked that plug-in. Go join teapartycommunity.org. That's an organization that you're going to be proud of. In 2 years, you'll understand why it has become the most powerful political organization on the planet. It doesn't have any politics involved in it. It's about pragmatic solutions to problems. That's what Trump delivers. And that's why people are coming over in droves. The left, they're fearful. They do not want to let you know what's happening. They don't want you to know that the NFL is scared. They don't want you to know that the NBA will be impacted as well. They don't want you to know all the little nuances of what supporting Trump has done. Even the Brits, I'll talk about this next segment, but even the Brits are using Trump as a barometer and baiting Theresa May, their prime minister, because they get it. All over the world, they get it. Austria is shutting down mosques and kicking out radical Muslims and saying, if you're going to have an ideology of hate towards us and you don't want to adjust to who we are, get the heck out. Jordan Peterson has become a rock star academic. You want to know why? Because he's following common sense doctrines that very much mimic those of Donald Trump, or they don't mimic Trump, they mimic ours. I watched an interview with him where he was debating feminism. And I was like, I wish I was there to debate feminism with him. He spoke my language, except more intellectually, but that's okay. I can hang with him. When he talked about LGBT and all these pronouns, these are the things that people are starting to take notice of, that the left always wants to get somebody frothing at the mouth and not treating them like human beings. The left dividing by sexuality, color, religion, and all this other crap. Those days are ending, folks, but we'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio show. Check out CNN crying over Trump, bashing him. I love this clip. I'm glad we can come in with it.
The media for daring to do our jobs, which is to kind of evaluate what he's doing.
But listen, I mean, it's so unoriginal, too. I mean, there's no president or political figure who likes the media. And so he's trying to outdo Nixon.
It's one thing not to like the media. We've all worked with, you know, in this news business for a long time. Everybody's always criticizing us and not happy with our coverage, whether it was President Clinton or President Bush or President Obama. They're all criticized. But it's another thing to say that, you know, it's not North Korea, it's not Iran, it's not Russia. It's not China. It's journalists like us who are the enemy of the American people.
One of the things that bothers me most about the president is I don't even take what he's saying seriously. It's that he's so casual about throwing out language, and that you really undermine the presidency when you do that, because there will be a time after Donald Trump, believe it or not, and he is doing damage to this notion of do we believe what the president says. But we live in an environment where social media principally allows so much hyperbole that now the president engages in it, and it becomes kind of the blood stream of our public discourse, where you could say something that over the top and that it would be the president of the United States who says it, and I don't take it seriously, which is a problem too, because he's not really being serious when he says it. It's a shame,
but a lot of people do take it seriously,
that's
and it's having an impact.
A lot of his supporters believe that we are the enemy of the American people, and that is really, really an awful situation. We are not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Interesting exchange, because at the end, I don't know who the guy was who said, I don't take it seriously, saying what the president says he doesn't take seriously. And then he went on to say, and people don't either. And both of the other lefty panelists, one of whom was Wolf Blitzer, said, oh, yeah, they do. They absolutely do take it seriously. And we have to be concerned about it. And they're upset because they're going, he is being taken seriously. And we have to wonder why. Why so? Well, the reason is because you're liars. Because you are the purveyors of fake news. North Korea, Russia, China, name who you want. They truly, in comparison to the American media, are nothing as an enemy. In comparison to the American left, are nothing in comparison. Look at what the American left tried to do to Donald Trump. They tried to stop him from becoming president. There is no doubt. 100% we know they tried to stop him. There was nobody in the FBI who was pro-Trump who said, listen, I'm hearing about this cabal that's going against Donald Trump and we need to stop it. Every one of them is tweeting things like, yeah, he should never become president. We'll do everything we can to stop it. We'll take all means necessary. Will you, my Prince Charming? Certainly we shall. And all the way up the food chain. What are they talking about? These people are delusional. Nobody's tried to help Trump. They've all tried to stop him, including the media, who was part of the cabal. But to hear them, well, I don't understand why he would say this. Oh, it might be the WikiLeaks thing that said all you media people have been getting your talking points from Podesta, that you've been working in conjunction with the DNC against Donald Trump. Maybe that's it. Or maybe it's the fact that every time Donald Trump had a meeting, he found out it was leaked and it was Schiff or McCabe or one of these other people leaking it to you so you could do damage to him. Maybe it's because of the studies that show that 90% of the things that you say about Donald Trump are negative. Only 10% positive. And most of that coming from Fox News. Maybe it's because you are completely ignoring the rock star results that Donald Trump has achieved as president of the United States. And instead focusing on nonsense like Stormy Daniels or making up things like, oh, the North Korean summit wasn't successful, even though just getting to the summit would be considered a success for Barack Obama. Maybe it's some of those things. I don't know. But I love how they corrected him. Now, I mentioned I had this clip, looking at my producers here, of Theresa May on the hot seat, because what they essentially said, we don't have the clip, so but let me just tell you the gist of it. The Brits essentially told Theresa May, hey, why don't you get Donald Trump to negotiate Brexit for us, as one of the other people inside of the British government suggested to her. What they were saying is, maybe Trump could have sold it better than you. Because he's better at the art of the deal. Now, why is that a big deal? It's a big deal because did you ever hear anybody reference Barack Obama doing something on behalf of the world that wouldn't benefit everybody at the expense of America? No. The Brits are saying we would rather have Donald Trump handling our business than our own prime minister. I guarantee you, if we knew the real media in Canada with Trudeau, in France with Macron, in Germany with Merkel, you'll find many of their citizens saying, we wish we had a Donald Trump. You don't have to believe me. Italy has completely redone its immigration policy based on, and they have said it, Donald Trump. They're taking a page out of his approach to dealing with this stuff in America. I told you folks there'd be some signs. There'd be things you could look for. The media crashing before your eyes and now belly aching. Go look at a synopsis of the media complaining about Donald Trump and what he's doing to them. Now, if you were winning this battle, let me tell you what you'd be doing. You'd say nothing. You'd go, Who cares if Donald Trump tweets? Next question. Yeah, whatever. You would continue to put your news out? You wouldn't care what Donald Trump does? I will tell you, and you know this to be a fact, Donald Trump tweets, and they put the tweet up. This is probably the best barometer. Go back and look at Barack Obama and the things that he did, and look at the newsworthiness of it. Then go look at a tweet from Donald Trump and look at every network, and they will lead with that tweet, the picture of Trump, and what it said. They build panel discussions. They build entire shows on what Donald Trump tweets. That's right. This is crazy stuff, folks. This is what's going on in the world. Your president is impacting people in ways that the media dare not tell you, because you would be so excited you couldn't contain yourself. You would understand just how important you are, and how having a person who does not give a crap about the other side, in the sense of I will be undaunted in my pursuit of my goals. They have never run into anybody so dogmatic in achieving success. I love it. I love waking up to it. I love analyzing it. I love looking at every nook and cranny of it. Because when you get down to the brass tacks, nothing's going to change it. If you were talking about George Bush, he'd be weighing consequences. Barack Obama weighing consequences. Bill Clinton weighing the consequences. Trying to check the polling to see how things are going. Trump does not care, won't ever care, and that is the reason why he's changing hearts and minds.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
We do not want to separate children from their parents. We do not want adults to bring children into this country unlawfully either, placing those children at risk. But we do have a policy of prosecuting adults.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions, earlier today, he was addressing the National Sheriff's Association down in New Orleans,
Both the Attorney General and President Trump spoke today regarding children being taken away from their parents if their parents try to cross the border illegally. Also today on Capitol Hill, the Senate is holding a hearing regarding the Hillary Clinton email probe. Michael Horowitz is the Department of Justice Inspector General. Here's a little bit from his opening comments.
We found the implication that senior FBI employees would be willing to take official action to impact a presidential candidate's electoral prospects to be deeply troubling.
This is USA Radio News.
I love my family, but last week, not so much. They blew through our shared data again. Then we switched to Boost and got unlimited gigs, plus 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line for the whole family. For a great price. So now I love them all again. We just needed a switch.
Switch to Boost and get 3 lines with unlimited gigs for just $100 a month and 20 gigs of mobile hotspot on each line. Plus get up to 3 free phones, all on a super reliable, super fast nationwide network. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 8/31/18. First line is $100 a month. Lines 2 and 3 are $0 a month. Requires one line to port in. Line includes unlimited talk, text, and data. With Ustream's optimized at up to 480p+. Music at up to 500 kilobits per second. Gaming at up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization during congestion. Free phones require port in and activation on plans $50 or higher. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Okay.
release schedule for the Clinton emails, as he also tried to get his son a job with the campaign. Now, we have people not only inside the FBI who are reporting to the Clinton team, here's what the schedule is so you can stay ahead of it on media, but also, hey, by the way, I hook you up, you hook me up. If that's not pay to play, I don't know what is. Horowitz reports found that Assistant Attorney General Peter Kadzik demonstrated, quote, poor judgment in failing to recognize appearances of a conflict of interest or properly recuse himself from the investigations related to Clinton during the 2016 presidential campaign. Now, here's, again, another person who doesn't recuse themselves. Look at what Sessions did to recuse himself simply because somebody said, well, he may have met with a Russian when he was a senator. Look at all the people who have direct ties. They are pro-Hillary, anti-Trump, looking for some sort of paper play. How many of these people do you need to see before you finally go, you know what, I think I've got enough information here? They go on to say this. The report, which looked at the FBI and DOJ's handling of the Clinton email investigation, found that Kadzik had asked Clinton campaign spokesman Brian Fallon in April of 2015 for a job for his son while Kadzik was involved in discussions about Clinton-related matters. Now, Hillary Clinton wants to tweet, what about my emails, or, you know, something about her emails. What about it? She had people covering for her the entire time. It's not over, people. Here's what he wrote. Hope all is well with you, Fallon's wife, the kid, well, your wife, the kids, and the candidate, Kadzik said in response to an email from Fallon. Let me know if you or someone else needs a great assistant. My 25-year-old son is ready for Clinton. Now, they didn't offer a job to him, so they apparently just used him and, you know, got what they needed in, you know, typical Hillary fashion. I got mine, you got to get yours somewhere else. But they said Kadzik should have recused himself from Clinton matters at that point or disclosed the circumstances to supervisors, which he did not. And why would he? Because you know what his supervisors would have said? Big deal, bro. Welcome to the team. Less than a month later, Kadzik emailed Podesta informing him of the schedule for the release of Clinton's emails. Kadzik and Podesta have a, quote, long-standing personal and professional relationship. After Kadzik served as Podesta's lawyer in 1998 during independent counsel Ken Starr's investigation into President Bill Clinton. The May 2015 email titled Heads Up was later released by WikiLeaks in the days leading up to the 2016 election, and the email read, there is a House Judiciary Committee oversight hearing today where the head of our civil division will testify, likely to get questions on State Department emails. Another filing in the FOIA case went in last night, or will file in the AM, that indicates it will be a while, 2016, before the State Department posts the Clinton emails. He's telling them exactly how much time they have, what's going on. He's giving them the inside scoop. This is the FBI that claims it is investigating Hillary Clinton's emails. They said, while the information has been released publicly, the report found that Kadzik did not know if the information had been filed or made public when he sent the email. His willingness to do so raised a reasonable question about his ability to act impartially on Clinton-related matters in connection with, with his official duties, said the report. Come on. You'd have to be, we'd have to be an idiot to believe this. Anyway, DOJ leadership later decided in November of 2016, keep in mind, this is election time, that Kadzik should be recused after the email became public. All the time leading up to this, no recusal. The only time the DOJ decided that Kadzik needed to be relieved was when the jig was up, we found out about it, and Donald Trump became president. It said Horowitz's office found that Kadzik failed to strictly adhere to this recusal and forwarded several Clinton-related emails within the department. He still went at it. This is amazing. If you think we're going to, I don't think you guys will let this go. But here's one. Two anonymous employees on the morning of November the 9th, this is the day after Donald Trump won the election, indicates a mood of remorse over investigating Hillary Clinton and a disdain for Americans who voted for Trump. One of the employees, an attorney, is referred to as FBI Attorney 2. The other FBI attorney was not involved in the Clinton investigation. But here's what they had to say. FBI 2, the one involved in the investigation, I'm numb. FBI 1, I can't stop crying. FBI 2, that makes me even more sad. So here's what we're talking about here, folks. This is a male, FBI 2, talking to a female. Going back, 2 says, I'm numb. Female says, I can't stop crying. 2 says, that makes me even more sad. 1 says, like what happened? And you promised me this wouldn't happen. You promised. Okay, that might have been a lie. It says this is the same person, by the way. Like what happened? You promised me this wouldn't happen. You promised. Okay, that might have been a lie. I'm very upset. Ha ha. Then 2, the male responds. I don't know. We broke the momentum. And the number 1, that is not so. Then number 1 again. All the people who were initially voting for her would not and were not swayed by any decision the FBI put out. Trump supporters are all poor, middle-class, uneducated, lazy POS that think they will magically grant them he will magically grant them jobs for doing nothing. They probably didn't watch the debates and aren't fully educated on his policies and are stupidly wrapped up in their unmerited enthusiasm. Then the attorney responds, he says it's just hard not to feel like the FBI caused some of this. It was razor thin in some states. Plus, my GD name is all over the legal documents investigating his staff. Now, I'm just telling you, this is amazing stuff here. The inspector general says there's no political leanings in the FBI. These are people that are woefully upset, numb, can't stop crying. You promised, I'm upset. The people that voted for Trump are idiots. That alone should get everybody in this thing fired. Called us POS, you know what that is, pieces of crap. And then the guy writes back, I don't know, we broke the momentum. He's talking about what the FBI did to break whatever momentum that Donald Trump was supposed to have had. And she says, that's not so. And then goes on to blame us. And what's funny about it, says we're poor, middle-class, uneducated, lazy pieces of crap that think that Trump's going to grant us jobs. What the hell does she think people of Barack Obama voted for that clown believed? We didn't think Trump was going to go make us go to work. We thought he was going to give us jobs. And oh, by the way, we were right. We told him exactly what was going to happen. Donald Trump is going to create jobs. And we're going to go get those jobs. But we're not looking for anything for free. We want the opportunity that is America, not the gifts, so-called entitlements.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's some people. Same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. We can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And more breaking news now from the Washington Post, which is releasing new details from a perhaps damaging new text. Perhaps the most damaging new evidence, according to the Post's information, is a new text that had not previously been released. It's between Peter Strzok, a key investigator on both the Clinton email case and the investigation of Russia and the Trump campaign, assuring another FBI lawyer, Lisa Page, in August of 2016, and they had a relationship, a romantic relationship, Strzok and Page, quote, that we'll stop Trump from making it to the White House. Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? The lawyer, Lisa Page, wrote to Strzok. No, no, he won't. We'll stop it, Strzok responded. So that is the first indication of a real political motivation among some of the FBI investigators. Julie Ainslie, first to you. How damaging is that?
I mean, that is the gift, Andrea, that is given to the president today. He will use this to show that not only were there political motivations in the investigation into Hillary Clinton's emails, but that there is continued political motivation because Strzok worked on the investigation into Donald Trump. He worked partly for Robert Mueller before he was let go last summer when some of these text messages came to light. I went through a lot of these texts when they first came out about, I think, January, February of this year. And we determined, yes, it looks like they clearly did not want Trump to win the election, but there was really no evidence that they really tried to bring their bias into the investigation. As we know, it's okay for federal law enforcement agents to have political opinions as long as they aren't influenced by them and doing their work. But this text, and we understand there are more texts that will come out, we have confirmed that, between these two, and they will be in this report, and they've not been shared with Congress before, these texts could be the most damaging because, as you said, Andrea, they show that influence in the investigations.
Welcome back, everybody. Imagine how bad the deep state must be if you want to destroy what may be the best president in modern history. It's not like Trump is an unreasonable guy. He listens. He brings in the Democrats. I haven't seen a guy who truly represents what I would call conservatism, which is really just pragmatism. It's just being a pragmatist. But he's willing to listen to you. He's willing to listen on DACA. He's a very contemplative guy who makes decisions. Obama was contemplative because that's the best way to look smart. When you're stupid, is just act like you're taking it all in. But what would he do eventually? Nothing. You just take what was there. Anyway, we're talking about the deep state. We're talking about this IG report and how bad things really are. And the IG just kind of waters it down, soft shoes it. And I'll be honest with you, that's as best you could hope for Horowitz. I know, you know, he did a good job of exposing things to some degree, but he's also playing CYA within the deep state. It's very clear. For example, he talked about Loretta Lynch in the report, and he criticized Loretta Lynch's meeting on the tarmac in Arizona with Bill Clinton. And this meeting, of course, happened days before the FBI decided that it would not recommend criminal charges against Hillary Clinton. Now, anybody with a brain understands that doesn't pass the smell test in any way, shape, or form. Those two people shall never meet. The Attorney General and the husband of the person who's under investigation. So what? He's a former president. It doesn't matter. Those two should never meet. The report, however, said investigators found no evidence of an inappropriate discussion, but it found that Lynch's, quote, failure to recognize the appearance problem created by Clinton's visit and to take action to cut the visit short was an error in judgment. Now, how would the IG find any evidence of, quote, inappropriate discussion? It's not like Bill Clinton and Lynch recorded the discussion. We're not waiting on Watergate tapes. The fact that these two people are in the mere presence of one another is the evidence. What are the chances of this meeting occurring naturally? That's the smell test. Moreover, two attorneys would certainly know the ramifications of meeting together for any reason when one of the attorneys is investigating the wife of the other. We're not talking about layman here. So to test our patience, to test our sensibilities, to make us believe, oh, well, you know, it was a lapse in judgment. That's like saying Hillary Clinton's, you know, server in the bathroom or whatever. Well, that, you know, I probably, in retrospect, I shouldn't have done it. And what about Andrew McCabe, Andy the leaker, one of the many FBI leakers? A related review, and I'm reading this, has put former top FBI official Andrew McCabe in legal jeopardy. The Justice Department's internal watchdog sent a criminal referral for McCabe in April to the U.S. Attorney General's office. Now, we're all aware of this. That was in response to Horowitz finding that McCabe leaked information to the press and later lied about it to Comey and federal investigators, prompting Sessions to fire him in March. Or, you know, he was trying to get that pension. The Washington Post reported that Comey has since been questioned by the U.S. Attorney's Office as part of the McCabe investigation. Now, I want you to keep in mind, as you hear all these different things, that the deep state still exists. There are people within it that are still trying to protect it, and they don't even know why. It isn't because, I mean, partially it's because of their dogma. But in some cases, it's just because they've been trained to do it. They've never questioned what the government is supposed to be doing to help the people. It's always been about them. It's always been about What does it take for me to rise through the ranks, keep my mouth shut? And you know what happens to whistleblowers in the era of Obama. And they said, Horowitz reviewed the circumstances of whether McCabe should have recused himself from the Clinton probe because of his family ties to the Democratic Party. And here's the connective dots there. McCabe's wife took campaign money from a group tied to then-Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe. He's a crook, too, a Clinton ally. During her unsuccessful run for office in 2000, and I mean, his wife's unsuccessful run for office for Virginia in 2015, McCabe didn't recuse himself until a week before the 2016 election. He did everything he could to protect Hillary Clinton up until a week before the election. Now, anybody with those ties, wife taking $700,000 from a very from the friends of Hillary Clinton. I mean, and the close ties that were involved with this would have automatically done so. Not them. Horowitz said McCabe did not, quote, fully comply with his recusal in a few instances related to the Clinton Foundation investigation. So even after McCabe, you know, was forced to leave, he didn't fully leave, which is my argument about Strzok and Page. Why would you leave them in the FBI? He said the FBI's ethics attorneys and officials did not fully appreciate the potential significant implications to McCabe and the FBI from campaign contributions to his wife's campaign. Yeah, it was pay for play. That's what they didn't fully understand. So he said not only should McCabe have recused himself immediately, we find out that he leaked information to the press in hopes of damaging Trump and the people surrounding Trump. And that's what he did. That's what everybody in the food chain of this thing did. And that brings me to James Crooked Comey. The IG continues to cover Comey's butt because it softened the blow on what Comey actually did. And all these, everything that we're talking about here leads up to one single thing. It is a cover-up for the Clintons. For him, for that report to say, or sorry, there was an allusion to it that alluded to, oh, the report is helping Donald Trump. Helping Trump in some way. I think it's patently ridiculous, and it just goes to show you how stupid the liberals think we are. Let me tell you, November 2nd. Oh my goodness. You know what? I'm going to make some wallpaper of the crying on November the 8th of 2016, and then I'm going to come out with a new batch on November 2nd of 2018. Because I'm telling you, these people are going to get. Here's, I don't have any empirical evidence of you out there going, Kevin, tell us, brother, preach, brother. No, there's nothing like that. It's a gut feel. It's a gut feel of the outrage of the American people going, come on. That's nonsense. It's one thing to test us and kind of, you know, tap us on the head and go, oh, shit, get out of here. It's another to just lean back and slap the, you know, as my grandmother says, I'll slap the black off you, boy. That's what they're trying to do, if you were black. You just don't happen to be, most of you. So that's what they've done. They've leaned back and just slapped the devil out of us, and they want us to believe this crap. And I'm telling you, I believe everything that's happening here builds up that momentum for us. And I'll get into some polling here a little bit later in the broadcast that I believe will validate what I believe is correct. That the tsunami that everybody predicted for the blue is gone. What we're going to be looking at is a tsunami of red, because all America is outraged at what's happening.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.